Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to The Final Word!
The Final Word with Frangela!
Frangela. The final word. The final word.
The final word.
The final word.
The final word.
La la la!
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you for joining us here in MSW Media and the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
Because you are amazing.
You have amazing taste. You're brilliant. You're wonderful. You're lovely and amazing. Thank you.
And you know what else is lovely and wonderful and amazing?
What, Frances?
All the wonderful people who support us on Patreon. Thank you so much. You are, let me tell you something. It's the first angels. Of the month.
That's right. You angels.
You are.
Let me tell you something right now. Everybody counting down to when the Patreon money hits, because that is what is supporting us. With strikes are happening and strikes are looming, it's what I tell you is that you are the reason for everything. You are the omegas.
And the alpha.
All the things in between. Thank you.
And the way we say thank you is by doing 3 micro idiots a week. And did you know that if you become a Patreon supporter right now, that there are over 500 micro idiots for you to enjoy?
That's right. And I'm going to tell you something about the micro. There's nothing micro about them. We just call them that because it's a deep dive into one idiot story. And you may think, oh, how long could that be? Sometimes it's 45 minutes. Sometimes it's 5.
You never know.
You can ask Laura. It's very hard to tell.
It's very hard. It depends on how your story, what your story does to us.
How it manifests.
It manifests. And time is not inconsequential.
It is not. When they're stupid to be discussed, we turn off the clock.
We really do. We really do. So go on over to Patreon and see where all your extra idiots are going. Also, if you want to find another way to support Frangela, you can go on over to cameo.com and put in Frangela. And guess what you can get?
A message.
That's right.
A video message that you can keep with you, that you can pull out whenever you need it, like a little pick-me-up, like a little dose of joy, like a happy anniversary or happy birthday. You can give it as a gift. You can give it to yourself. Just think, what do I need to hear from Frangela today?
Yeah.
And then go to Cameo and get it.
Yes. And if you happen to be in the Los Angeles area, October 21st, come on down to the Savant and get down with the Sexy Liberals, because we are kicking off our only show in 2023.
That's right. So if you want to be a part of it, that's what you need to do. And if those are things that you can't do for various reasons, and we know times are tough and everybody can't support financially, the big thing, one of the biggest and best ways you can support us in this podcast and Idiot of the Week is to just get other people to know about it, to talk about it on social media, and to get your friends, family, coworkers, employees, people who have no choice but to do what you tell them, to become subscribers, download, review this podcast and help us get more listeners. That is the thing that everybody can do that is so helpful.
Mm-hmm. And always join us every Friday morning in the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for Fridays with Frangela, because you know what it is?
Is it the blackest hour on radio?
Ding, ding, ding.
It is. And you know you black. So let's get started with, first of all, the most annoying of annoying, the debt ceiling.
Yes. Okay. The House passes deal to raise debt limit, sending it to the Senate. Okie dokie. You know what really pissed me off?
What?
Can we talk about me? That we as Democrats, I know that it's important, and I'm not sitting here saying that we should default at all. Let me start by saying that. But we as Democrats have to even lift a fucking finger to deal with bullshit that has been created, a creation by Kevin McCarthy and the GOP.
Let us be clear. And it's pissed. No, you pissed about it too, everybody. This money's been spent. Okay. So remember how the Republicans talked about people's mortgages, people who had, quote, more got into mortgages that were irresponsible. Remember how they talked about them like they were deadbeats, like they were people who were trying to take advantage of the system, like they were jerks and they were the problem in our economy and we shouldn't help these people out. That literally, they turned around, they approved all this money, spent it, and now are quibbling about whether or not to pay the bill and lying about it to the public and trying to act like it's some sort of control on future spending or current spending when it's money they've already spent. And what did they spend on? Rich people.
Rich people. You know what? And I was talking about this with my husband. He said, you know, this is the problem. And you know, if you're watching our favorite show right now, Silo, it's kind of like this. It's when you see something, a glimpse of something.
That's right.
Just a second. When we saw that the country during COVID could lift children out of poverty.
With $1,200.
With $1,200. And you know what? And see, we caught a glimpse. We caught a sniff. When we see that we can have ACA, that we can get mental health, physical health. Go get regular mammograms.
That's
get
right.
Your gut health checked on. Why the fuck don't my brain work? Find out that you got ADHD. Shit like that. When people are not living through, working through issues, and how can be are things addressed in their lives?
Yep.
And don't have to ignore their feelings. Don't have to ignore their health because of financial issues. We have caught the glimpse.
Absolutely. And once people see that, you can't go back. You shouldn't have ever let us taste no health care. Now we know what it tastes like. And I am so, and here's the thing. Is it everything anybody wanted, this agreement? No.
No.
But what I do know is it was 15 votes, right? That's what I call Kevin McCarthy. I call him 15. Oh, because I'm like, when people are like, will he be able to pull this off? I'm like, well, hopefully he can do it in 15 or less votes. That's sort of his going record. But the reality is they weren't able to do what they wanted to do. But this is the problem when you have a full, like more than half of the Republican Party is about destroying government.
That's right.
They're obstructionists. So there was no deal that you were going to reach that was going to get, but you got enough of them that knew that this was going to look bad for them. To be like, you know what? And enough of them who understood that their money, this is, when you think about, this is Kevin McCarthy's money. That man makes $1 million a month. This is his, like, what is he, why are they suddenly so concerned with defunding the IRS?
Right?
Why? Because they don't want their shit looked at. Like, because they know that if you can afford an accountant, you go into a different class of situation.
Right. Here's my question, Angela. We have people sitting here saying, you know, the government spent too much. We can't be handing out this money. But they still won't empower the government to collect its taxes and to do its job. So with one hand, you got one foot on the gas one foot on the brake. You're telling a motherfucking lie.
Well, my thing is, when you say the agreement would also tighten the current work requirements in the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program primarily by adjusting the work participation rate credits that states can receive for reducing their caseloads. I want you to think about, so they looked at the money, the budget, and they went, you know what we need to spend less money on? Families who have temporary financial crises.
Yeah.
What? Like, whoa. So something happens, like COVID, and your shit gets knocked out, right? And as we all know, most people in this country don't have $400 for an emergency. Suddenly, everything's an emergency. So what we're saying is we need to stop the minimal things that we were doing temporarily for people in this culture. But what we should maintain are the rich people tax cuts.
Yes.
Like that this is, they are so about preserving their own wealth. And the only reason they didn't hack away at veterans is because it looks really,
really bad. really bad.
People, when they say needy, you can convince the white person in the needy family that they're talking about black welfare mothers, that you know, imagery that they conjure. And people don't remember that guy who called in when we had our weekend radio show in mm-hmm. LA, and he said he wanted to know if he was poor.
Right. That was the best.
And we were like, well, if you don't know, then bully for you. You know, that's good. But he was like, and not only was he poor, he was really poor.
I think he made $14,000.
He made less than that, I think. And he was like, and we were like, yeah, you're actually you're poor. He's like, well, I think I'm middle class. And I was like, well, thinking ain't being, but okay. But that is the thing we're about. You have people who have convinced themselves of a status and of a relationship to this economy that they actually don't have. And so they see their interests as tied to a group of people that it's not.
Right. Right.
Because you know what? Death tax, you complaining about an estate tax.
You know what? People, and that is, you know, what's really interesting is that the GOP have been able to mesmerize their voters, their base, into believing something that isn't true, you know, and thinking it's like Gollum putting on the ring. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're still sick and ugly on the inside, even if you got precious.
That's right. And so this deal, they get there and there's things that, you know, no, none of us like, but it's certainly not what Kevin McCarthy was trying to, nowhere near what he was trying to get. I think it is a Biden victory.
It is absolutely. First of all, the first thing he did was say he didn't let them come back, and because they could have come back and said in 6 months, we'll renegotiate.
We're gonna do it again. No, we're going to get through the next presidential election.
That's right, which I appreciate.
Yeah. First of all, we need to stop this process, period. I'm trying to understand how you can spend the money but not approve paying it. Like, yes. This doesn't make any goddamn sense. This is not how, I don't go to the store with my Visa card, get the stuff, come home, and then Visa a year later, 2 years later goes, okay, so what's this $100? That's not how that works. Like, and I don't know, if you're able to spend the money, you have to pay it. Like,
yes.
This is a problem in how the economy works. And I got to talk to somebody who understands the laws and the economy around this, because this is clearly there's a reason for it that's fucked up, but it doesn't make any sense. We shouldn't have this problem every few years.
Also, can I just say that we have to realign what the requirements are to work in government?
There aren't any right now. That's the really big problem. You just have to somehow get some kind of vote.
Right. To me, if you're going to work in government, that means that you're coming to work in government mm-hmm. and make government work, that you have to be responsible for negotiating.
You mean you have to do that?
Yes, for constituents. Mm. And to me, the other thing is I need some type of realistic, what have you done for me fucking lately checklist.
Thank you.
Besides culture war, because let me tell you something. What culture war doesn't fucking do, it doesn't pave a motherfucking road. It doesn't educate a child.
Not one.
It doesn't vaccinate anybody.
Not a single arm.
It doesn't clean up after hazardous chemical accidents.
No, sure don't prevent them.
Don't prevent them?
No, I'm going to tell you something, Francis. This is the problem I have. And I think this is what you're saying. If I get hired by, say, McDonald's, right? And I'm supposed to go in and I'm supposed to, maybe I'm the burger flipper or the take, they don't flip anymore. Take them out that little tray. I'm the tray burger bitch.
Mm-hmm.
If I go in uniform and stand there and refuse to take a single tray out, they don't pay me.
Thank you, Angela.
I don't get to say I'm the burger bitch because they go, even if I'm there in my outfit, standing there, if I don't actually do the worky work, I don't get to get the money or the credit. I am called, at that point, what I am is somebody who is trespassing. I am not a worker at McDonald's. If all you do is not let legislation go through and you're a legislator, all you are is a trespasser. Throw them the fuck out. That is, if you sit in that chair, I don't care if you're wearing your suit or not, and you aren't making legislates, because you a legislator, then why the fuck are you here? And we have to start voting for people based on what they actually do.
Let me tell you something. I am looking at my daughter in school. Every class she goes to, she gets a grade. Not just a grade at the end of the year.
Throughout it, yeah.
Throughout. And we get 10-week progress reports on top of that.
Oh, and she can fail, too. If she fails, they make her do that shit again until she get it right.
There we go. And it's not like she gets a A for going to school. No, every subject, everything she does is, has a rubric and an understanding of what she is supposed to do, how it's supposed to be done, when it's due, the importance of it, how it's weighted. We have none of that.
Well, here's the problem. We do and we don't. You have to go looking for it. Every election that we have, Francis knows, I will go through and I look up every single person who's running. Yes. And what I will tell you is it's extremely difficult when you get to things like judges, because there aren't as many organizations, and it's harder to get at that information. And sometimes I will tell, and I always, people ask me, I send them my list. I'll send them the reasons why for certain people. And I will tell you, look, I wasn't able to get, this is all the information I could get on this person. So you can vote for them or not. But the reality is we have to do more work on our own. It would be great and easy if we had, the Congressional CBO budget office. They put out, whenever there's a piece of legislation, they put our reports on it, right? And we, for whatever reason, we don't seem to know about that in general in the population, and nor do we require, there should be a law that those things have to be released to the public and that the papers and news networks have to read them, or read part.
Yes.
There should be a law that they're at the end of every, you can go to Project Vote, I think, or Vote Smart and see people's votes. That should be something you have to, when they send that booklet, they should have to send that. I agree with you completely.
To me, this is what I need, everybody, okay? And tell me how I'm going to do this app. Somebody get together and help us create this app. But what I want is simple, important fucking categories like this. Social Security. Do you vote for it or against it? Did they vote for it or against it? Did they help? And let me see the percentage of times they during their term in which they do that.
You can do that, but you have to do it.
This is what I'm saying. It needs to go to,
It
needs to be created and put in one space for voters to be able to see it.
And you can go to the government and you can look up people's votes, but that you have to have internet access. You have to have time. You have to know how to do it. And it does. And it's very hard to do. But I will tell you that. And often it's hard in ways that don't make sense. It was really hard to get information even about Barack Obama when he was running in the primary. I had a really hard time finding even votes, so it's.
Well, with motherfucking AI here, GPT, chat. Okay. Get on this shit. I want to know what their votes were for Social Security, for veterans' health, for health care, for
That's
abortion,
what I mean.
For this. And I want to see them ranked and put together. And,
and
that's the grid we need to see. And here's my thing. When we as Democrats are sitting here and we're dealing with people who are against people, I feel like anybody should be able to run against these records, but there are no records.
No, there are. You just have to go get it. You have to go get it.
But they're not compiled.
And there's organizations that give ratings. The NRA gives a rating to everybody. They tell you how many times this person has voted for them. And they do the work and they spend their organizational money putting out that information that this person has an A+ rating from the NRA. This person has a D from the NRA.
Nobody's taking care of us.
Well, that's exactly. And so Planned Parenthood, they do it. The Emily's List, there are all sorts of Project Vote, Vote Smart, all sorts of organizations that do exactly what you're saying. And some of them do it for many issues. Some of it do it for their one issue. But there is no one who is requiring that in a government way, like in a legal way. And also you have to, like I said, the access points to that information. There's a lot of access points. There's literacy, there's computer literacy, there's having to have internet, there's having the ability to and the time to do it. And I absolutely, in any other situation, you can look up, it's like the Yelp of it all, right? Like
yes.
when I'm looking for a dentist, I go look at their reviews. You know, like, and, but the thing is, I know how to do that. I can do that. And there's a huge amount of the population who can't and doesn't, even if they could, they don't know how. And I, what we don't have, the only office that I'm aware of that we have any real requirements for, and they're kind of bullshit requirements, is the office, the executive office, the age limit and nationality. That's it. Like those are, that's it. Everything else is sort of like in this netherworld of, we don't even, there are people whose name, we don't know what fucking, what's his name's name is.
I know.
What, Santos?
Yeah.
And should you be able to be in office when you've been found guilty of a crime? Or should you be able to, shouldn't you have to excuse yourself and somebody else take your place when you're under indictment? Shouldn't you have to, like there's all sorts of these things that we've just sort of let be.
Well, we're going to watch Donald Trump really, really, really try to... Yeah. Challenge that right now. We're in the midst of it.
I mean, when you look at like all the things that that Kevin McCarthy and the assholes tried to do in this debt ceiling negotiation, they were able to maintain climate and clean energy measures, but they didn't make, the agreement would not make any changes to the Inflation Reduction Act's climate and clean energy provisions. But the House Republicans, they had sought to repeal the law's clean energy tax credits and subsidies. Think about that. What? You be repealing, keeping it, trying to get the environment clean, and giving companies and people subsidies and credits for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not pro business or pro us.
That, because they are about, and that would be my second. This would also be a column in my grid or in my app. Would be how much money people have and make from various investments and where their money comes from. I'm talking about cleaning up.
Yep.
Cleaning up our information. And to me, if you want to be on my candidate's list, we will know all that information about you.
Well, here's the thing. We can get that information. It's like I said, it's just there's nobody, and I don't know why we don't, in many elections, you don't see the Democrats especially doing that. I mean, the problem is you have a media who's complicit in the lies, right? And in keeping the information away from people. Like, it, remember with Donald Trump watching an empty podium, you
yeah.
know? They're supposed to be these watchdogs, and they're not. They're into the both sideism and bullshit of it all. But the thing with government, it's supposed to be public service, and it isn't supposed to enrich you for a lot of reasons.
That's
but when
right.
you have, but this is something that all, that they, the hands across the aisle on this issue, they don't want, nobody in Congress wants us to look at how they make invest their personal investments. When that bill comes up, Nancy was against it.
Well, and this is what I'm saying.
This is the problem.
I want to pierce the veil, and
yes.
it needs to be done, and it needs to be talked about. It needs to be insisted upon, just like
yeah.
I will every fucking podcast.
Yeah, you should have to show your taxes. Every single one of these people.
That's
Joe
Manchin right.
walks off a yacht to tell you that you need to go to work.
That's right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to have it.
You got people who ain't never worked a day in their life. Not a day in their life. Who still ain't working as representatives who are going in and obstructing work, right? Telling you, you don't work hard enough with your three jobs. Like, or your family fell on hard times. Well, you should die because you're lazy. Like
yep.
it's when you look at the hypocrisy is out of control, but that this is the hands across out the place that they don't want any of it. You look at even the Supreme Court, and when it comes down to it, don't none of them seem to want to
That's
have
right.
ethics rules. Even
That's
the
right.
people we think and believe have some sort of ethics.
Right. And they're quiet.
Are any of these people out here on our so-called liberal justice being like, you know what, we do need to come forward and we do need to have, none of them. because they don't, this is a problem. We as the people, we need, absolutely. Our movement needs to be about, look, we ain't Boo Boo the Fool. We ain't Boo Boo the Fool.
That's what I'm sitting here saying. So anybody who got an app or can help us make an app.
What's called We Ain't Boo Boo the Fool app.
We ain't Boo Boo the Fool democracy. Okay.
And it gives you a composite number. We call it your composite assholery or composite right. non-asshole. We'll work on what we right. call it.
What the rectum party.
Could you write us at frangelazeria@gmail.com if you know how to do that, the appness.
Yeah, you good with numbers.
But I have to say, on another note with the debt ceiling, that it has been extremely annoying to have certainly MSNBC and CNN be transfixed with this one story to the point of without ever actually giving you real information about it. Mm-hmm. Like just this constant, will they vote for it? Will they won't for it? Will they vote for it? Will they won't for it? And like, I'm like, there's shit happening like all over the world and in this country. And they get stuck in the punditry and it just gets really frustrating because I'm like, look, they're going to vote or they're not going to vote, but why don't you give me the information? Like, tell me because they're in the, like we were talking about with Silo, when people who aren't very smart try to write things that require some smart, like, it's like they get caught up in the messiness of the relationship and not in the reality of the legislation.
Well, the data points, the things that move things forward versus personal feelings, and things like that. I don't give a fuck.
Wins, losses on a sort of, on the intangible sort of power level or whatever. And
exactly.
I'm like, I'm not trying to figure out who won the breakup. I'm trying to figure out, what does this mean for my taxes? What does this mean for people who are differently abled? What does this mean for people who are homeless or having drug addiction issues? But like, I can't, you're caught up in whether or not, Kevin's able to control some fucking assholes. I don't,
That's what I'm sitting here saying. We're focused on the wrong things.
Yeah, 15 and is on 15. You know what I mean?
That's right. And I want to just, what I want in this world is a simplified way that brings information together about all of these people working.
You know what it is that what you're talking about? It's like, and I think it's everywhere that they pretty much, maybe not do it the same way, but in California, businesses get a cleanliness rating.
That's right.
From I'm losing the name of the governmental institution.
Like Board of Health.
Board of Health or whatever. And that's like A, B, or C. There is nothing below C. That is, you're closed. You can't do, this is a nasty ass place. You don't eat at a C and you really should not be eating at a B. But that's up in the window. It has to be. If you serve any kind of food, it's got to be in a gas station. They got to have that up in the window, right? So you can make an informed decision about what you're about to put in your mouth in that place. And I hear what you're saying is I want an ABC rating. And that rating, you could break down people's votes, but also just how much did they actually show the fuck up? What legislation did they co-author, did they sponsor that actually got passed? Did they ever do anything? Because the hardest I've ever seen Kevin McCarthy work is trying to get his own ass elected. That's right. That's the most work he's ever done.
That's all I'm asking for. I would just like to curate that for the American public, for the American voter. And it's not about me being a Democrat. It is about...
No, it's just the information.
It's just the information.
No, and I think that there's a nonpartisan way of giving a health code rating. And I think that that's... I mean, what is there? Because, I remember looking at Barack Obama. He did a lot of, present but not voting votes,
mm-hmm.
which was very hard to, like, you can't pierce that, right? But I had to go look to find that. And I think that we should know, like, is this person, what is, the poor, when they talk about Joe, one of the places you never hear them attack a Joe, because they know they can't, is Joe Biden is the poorest person in government.
Mm-hmm.
He and Barack Obama had the least amount of money in the entire federal government. In the executive congressional branch.
Joe was still catching the train to work.
Because he had to.
Yep.
Joe was single dad, living off that money.
Angela, lordy, there were tapes.
Okay, can I just say, I'm going to make a confession. When Trump was elected, and all of you probably remember, I brilliantly said, if I may say so about myself, I brilliantly said, one day they will find a file marked crime and we did while I was in office.
You did. going up and down.
Not only have I been right about it, I underestimated. I didn't think they'd have audio tape. Okay. Then going, oh, here's something. Go ahead. You say it, and then I complain about it.
Federal prosecutors have a recording in which former President Donald Trump discusses a classified military document he held on to after leaving the White House. CNN reported, citing multiple sources, the audio was from a summer 2021 meeting. Trump indicates that he would like to share the information in the document, which concerns a potential attack on Iran. But yeah, he appears to acknowledge that it hasn't been declassified.
So this is, we're gonna do it for you now. Okay. I'm gonna be Trump and you're gonna be the person I'm talking to. Hey, you know what I really want to tell you? You know that they did. We were gonna attack Iran. Did I tell you about that?
Oh no, you didn't tell me about that.
Oh yeah, I have this document. It was written by General Milley. It's classified, it's totally secret. It was a secret, it's secret, yeah. Oh, girl, I can say whatever I have it here. Wait, it's in my drawer. Let me look for it. Here, no, that's Melania's passport. Wait, no, that's her IUD. Wait, no, okay, here we go. Here it is. Yeah, this is it. And I'm, you want to see my letter from Kim Jong? Wait, that's right here too. Oh, it's totally classified, but I took it. They trying to get it back, but I'm like, hey, Rashad, move that box, because they coming over to collect them, so move that box. Put it in the pool shed.
The recordings undercuts Trump's assertion that he declassified all material he took with him after leaving office.
I deeply resent that sentence. They know that he doesn't have the power to declassify things by saying it. There is no magic wand. It's not his Patronus. He doesn't have a declassification fucking Patronus, okay? That's not how it works. But every time they do this, and fucking, this is why I got so mad at fucking, this idea that anything that comes out of his mouth is that you treat it like it's possible and true.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. Meanwhile, 63% of Republican voters say Trump is their strongest candidate to beat Biden in 2024.
I agree. I think he is undoubtedly their strongest candidate. I mean, show me somebody else. I mean, he is absolutely their strongest candidate. But recordings, girl, recordings. They have crimed even dumber than I thought.
I know. Angela, this is what gets me, is there was a time.
There was a time.
And I'm not talking even 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when somebody was facing this much. They would go in the back room and they call them on the phone and they would say, you need to go away.
And they would go away.
When
you think about what got Nixon out of office, we have surpassed that by leaps and bounds. I mean, leaps and bounds. And the idea that he gets to still run for office,
yep,
is insanity.
And be supported.
This motherfucker. Can you imagine, Francis, if Barack Obama had left his own to-do list out in public.
Mm-hmm.
And it said the closest thing to secret on it was solve Middle East crisis. They would have charged him with treason.
That's right.
All sorts of shit. This mofo.
That's right.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Cut to Pence to launch presidential campaign next week. You know what? I have to say, and I actually feel bad for Mike Pence. I feel bad because, you know, I'm not a trauma specialist, Angela. Really not. Okay.
No.
I've had a lot of trauma in my life, but I'm not a trauma specialist.
No, thank you. You've had trauma, but you don't know how to treat trauma.
I don't know how to treat it.
And I'm gonna tell you, Francis, you have never lied and said you could. You've never done that.
Never said that. But Mike Pence, to me, you got to get in the, you're going to get in the race and ask people who came.
We can't even say it without laughing.
Try. For gallows. Who came to hang you. You gonna go and talk to the dude who sent motherfuckers to hang you.
You gonna go get their vote?
Angela, tell me. You would tell me if it's me.
Hey, let me tell you something, Prince. There's denial and then there's Pence. There's like denial is a powerful mental tool that sometimes is helpful to your mental health. Sometimes you need some denial, right? And then there's Mike Pence, which is where denial goes insane. The idea that you could, here's the thing, who do you appeal to? You can't appeal to anyone because number one, you can't get any of the Democrats because you were in this administration. And we all know you could put him in jail any day.
That's
we
right.
all know that you could do it. You could save this country and you haven't done it.
Yep.
And so you can't get us, right?
Right?
So your only hope are the Republicans. But what do they know about you? A big chunk of them, you didn't do what they wanted.
That's
you
right.
You didn't do what Trump wanted. And they tried to kill you, boo. They tried to kill you. This was not a play. It was a performance art.
I know you tried to kill me, but can I get your like vote? Okay. Come on, like vote for me. Okay, back it up. Let's all forget about the killsy willsy. Okay.
They don't just disagree with your platform. I really feel like somebody needs to sit, and I like that you started with trauma specialists, because somebody needs to sit down with Mike Pence face to face. And in my mind, you got two chairs face to face so that your knees are touching, right? And I want you to look him in the eye, put your hands out on his shoulders.
Deeply.
In the eyes. It's gonna be uncomfortable for him because he's gonna fidget. Hold him there and go, Mike.
What? You know what?
Sorry,
you vote for me? Will you vote for me?
Mike?
No.
You ain't never gonna be president.
You vote for me.
Nobody's gonna vote for you. Mike, I'm pretty sure your wife is not gonna vote
What's
for you.
What's that rope over there? What's that?
I'm gonna tell you something. If your wife didn't believe that she was gonna go to hell, she would have divorced you a long time ago.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you something. When I saw her close those curtains in that room you were hiding in, she didn't look scared. She looked pissed as fuck.
She really did. I believe that she could have gnawed through at least 20 or 30 people who would have tried to come in that door.
Okay? I know they weren't hanging her. I know that. Because I know if they would have come in that room, she would have been like, yeah, I know you ain't bring that rope for me. Like, I know, but I'm telling you something, Mike, this isn't personal in this way. Nobody wants you.
Nobody wants you. And I know, let me tell you something. Let me start here. I know this is a difficult fucking right. conversation.
It
okay?
really is.
This is a difficult thing.
It's a lot of truth.
It's a lot of truth at one time. Okay.
Right. You have had several years to confront it. But let's just I'm not gonna
critique. Now everybody is now.
Yeah,
now
everybody
is now.
Does thing in their own time. Everybody does
That's
thing
right.
in their own time. Right?
Mike. Don't nobody
want
you.
We'll do it. If y'all can get us in contact with him, Francis and I will do it.
Don't nobody want you, boo.
Boo. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little. I have an idea. It's called retirement in obscurity.
Ooh, that sounds beautiful.
These words are your friends. they are the warm blanket that is whatever you have left, time you have left on this planet. Go revel in not being in it. Because when I tell you, when you were last in it, they tried to hang you, boo.
Angela, that is beautiful. You know what? What I love about you is that you have a vision. You're inviting him. You're not telling Mike Pence,
just go.
Don't do that. What you're inviting him is into a vision, a different vision for a direction in his life. Okay.
You can do watercolors.
It's lovely.
It's very calming and soothing. Or maybe you more of a stamp collector or plants. Oh, you know what? I bet Mike Pence would be really good at bonsai trees, like trimming. Because he seems like he could put up with a lot of shit and things taking a really long time. Like I feel like he might be good at that. But the what is not going to happen. And I know we should never say never, and I can't predict the future, but I will stake everything in the known universe on you will never, ever.
Ever.
I mean, if the only people left on this planet are you and your wife, you are not winning that election. Okay?
So put it down now. We'll be right back.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back.
Can we just say with the Pence, it's important that the other people who go, I want to hear your thoughts on some of the other people's campaigns we expect to be announcing soon, if I can, Francis. Apparently, also, we expect to hear from former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Where do you stand on the Chris Christie candidacy?
Well, Chris Christie, I'm going to tell you something. That's another interesting, traumatic player to me on this stage. And Chris Christie is about, and I don't mean about his size, he is the Zeppelin in which to draw attention away from Trump. And he is also there. Christie is the only person who is underwater for ratings. I mean, Tim Scott got ratings.
I think he's the best one candidate they actually have.
I think so,
which
too.
Which is fucked up because he's horrible. But he is the best candidate they literally have, because here's the thing. Pence, as we've already discussed, is a no-go. DeSantis, he's Darth Vader's ugly cousin. He's not even the best Darth Vader, you know?
He's Darth Vader's redheaded cousin.
And they ain't voting for Tim Scott's biscuit-making butt either. Mm-mm. So you got Chris Christie. The thing about Chris Christie is Chris Christie's a system person. He messed with the system, but he believes in the system. Mm-hmm. And that makes him the most legal choice in my for all of his Bridgegate, everything else problems. He hugged Obama once. You know? Like, if the GOP had any real interest in actually maintaining power more than they have in maintaining white supremacy, they would back that candidacy, I believe, and try to make that work. But see, I have to keep saying it, as I do every week, we have to leave space for the concept that the GOP is not about power. What they are about is white power, actually activists for terrorism, because that's what they do makes no sense vote-wise.
Angela, I think we have to leave room. You're absolutely right. And we also have to leave room for transformation, change.
You're right. People don't talk about this enough in the candidacies.
They don't.
The trauma and transformation.
And what I mean by transformation is, and trauma is a good word too. The GOP has undergone a traumatic transformation that, I mean, like, like this. At the end of the school year, the GOP was wearing cute frilly dresses.
Right, right.
Patent leather shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Come back mm-hmm. to school after the summer, just the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's lips out pierced. It's looking awfully gothy.
Yeah.
It's on drugs. Something's yeah. happened.
Yeah.
And I don't think, and I feel like we are still addressing the current GOP as if it is still that summer dress, summertime dressing.
Thank you.
Kid.
That's my problem with the media, because I feel that is the media. Their treatment of this party is like it's still a party and not a coven of witches.
That's right. A cult.
That's what I'm saying. Like the and domestic terrorists. When you continually use the same paint, they still trying to use the same paintbrush with people who no longer believe in colors. Like it doesn't work. And I find it's frustrating, because here we are watching and I got to listen to Andrew Mitchell talk about the age of someone. And I'm like, bitch, these people are fucking white supremacists. What are you talking about?
I know.
like we have an age problem with Biden. They are anti-democratic, fascist, domestic terrorist loving assholes. What are you talking about?
If Kamala Harris has to stick her hand up Biden's ass and work his mouth, that's a better president than anything the fucking GOP is offering.
That's what I'm saying. They sweeping shit up off the fucking gas station highway bathroom and trying to tell us it's a candidate for president. Like this is ridiculous. But and we don't have to put up with it. We really, really don't. We just don't have to put up with it.
Speaking of shit we got to put up with, okay? Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled that two state laws banning abortion are unconstitutional because they require a medical emergency before a doctor can perform an abortion. The court says the laws violated Oklahoma Constitution, which provides an inherent right for women to terminate a pregnancy to save her own fucking life. They didn't say fucking, I said fucking. Okay.
But the ruling, however, will not restore full abortion access in the state, because Oklahoma's 1910 ban on abortion, remains in effect, which made intentionally performing an abortion a felony unless, quote, necessary to preserve her life. At the same time, Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo signed legislation that protects access to abortion for out-of-state patients. So these are two positive things.
They're very positive. But you know what? I have to say, it is mind-boggling to me, Angela, that this is where we are.
Yeah.
But women in Oklahoma say yes to this.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, Nevada has to sign legislation to, these are, you know, this is getting back to this North and South slave state boundary moment.
Well, you know what they say. You know what Malcolm X says? If you south of Canada, you the South.
That's right.
I'm just saying. Like, we need to get over that. But the reality here is that over almost half of the states in the nation since the fake-ass Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade have made laws restricting access. And on top of that, are trying to take away other groups of people's rights, trans people, gay people, everything. And I look at this and I say, you know, we are having this fight at this legislative level about people's lives.
Yes.
And it's not okay.
Made by men without wombs.
And on top of that, doctors who take an oath to do no harm, you know, and who take an oath. And I'm like, you know, it's insane how many, you know, you see there's the woman suing. In Texas, there are other lawsuits happening of people who've been denied abortions that they needed and they have almost died. And I guarantee there are women who are dying.
Yes.
You know, and I know this is, I hate to bring this up to people, but that kills the baby that you say you're protecting too, by the way. Like, it doesn't, you know, like, it's, you're not saving anything. It's never been about the right to life. What is it about the right to control people? What is it about the right to disenfranchise and control women?
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't be, I remember having this argument with a relative, male relative, who told me, and I say that he's male because I do think it's important to his perspective in this way. He was thought that I shouldn't be a single issue voter because I said I won't vote for somebody who's anti-choice. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, you're being a single issue voter. I was like, you would be too if it was about your dick.
Yes.
If that single issue was about your penis, you would.
Meanwhile, would
every other thing they agreed with you on, if they said you didn't get to have a penis, you wouldn't be okay, or they got to regulate what you did with it. You wouldn't be okay with that. That's the thing.
Can Al Pacino at 83 give birth, gonna have a baby? Nobody's regulating.
I call that reckless abandonment.
Right. Nobody's regulating that situation.
That's what I'm saying. How you gonna have a baby that you know you can't take care of? You know you can't. You're going to be, and he's somehow, this is something we go, oh, isn't that interesting? It's kind of, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm not against people. I don't care who has a baby when they have a baby. That's my point. My point is that that's nobody's business but yours. Whether or not you're pregnant, what you do, what you don't, your health care. I don't need to know about your root canals either.
No, I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I got a problem with my own root canal.
Let me disabuse everybody of everything. I don't give a fuck about what the fuck is going on in your life. May you have joy, light, and love in your experience. Now, leave me the fuck alone.
Hello. I really don't care. I find it passingly amusing who and who's dating who every once in a while, but only in the most passing, there's nothing else to talk about way. Like that's, really care. And it's, even if I do care, who cares if I care? Like we have to start supporting candidates who have our rights in mind. And this idea that I vote for somebody because they have a D or an R behind their name.
Yeah.
Because they get to say they have a D or R behind, because you know how I feel about this, and I've been critiqued for it, and I'll say it again and again. We should control our party.
Yes.
Why? I don't need to be a big tent. I need to be a righteous tent. I don't understand why we ever have people in there who we call, what is it, yellow dogs or whatever, blue dogs, whatever. Like, I'm like, fuck you. You either, what, you're going to tell me you're for anti-choice, but you're a Democrat? No, you're not.
No, you're not. In North Carolina, North or South Carolina, to the Republicans and gave them a super motherfucking majority. It's shit like that. You clean house.
Well, see, and I think that was a scam from get-go. She got elected on a lie and then went in there and did what? Recall her! Recall!
That's what I'm sitting here saying, like, why are we not recalling this person?
Thank you. You should not be able to change your party affiliation after you've been. This is the problem. You don't get to become the Pope and then say, I'm not Catholic.
No.
They will renege that popery. You don't get to stay Pope and say, I'm not Catholic. That's not going to happen. So I'm trying to understand, why the hell are we allowing it anywhere?
And that is our final word. And now it's time for your emails. Come and go get your emails.
Thank you for writing us at frangela08@gmail.com. We appreciate hearing from you. I just want to say, first of all, as you know, Jeff Y is a major contributor in the Army of the Anti-Dumb about for Idiot of the Week. But he sent us a lovely email. He's been traveling.
Yes.
He's been in Germany. So he wrote to us and he said, Frangela, I fixed the business center at the Westin in Munich. More pics to follow. And what he did is he put our podcast up on on like the homepage of the computers in the business center.
Thank you, Jeff Watt. Thank you.
That is beautiful activism. That is what we are talking about. Thank you, Jeff Watt.
This next one is called The Mindful Thief. Oh my fucking God. I started the attachment layout for your book weeks ago. And every time I listen to a new podcast, I hear another reference to the book. I can't keep up, sarcasm. So please see the attached layout for The Mindful Thief. I hope it will at least help you all reference the correct part and chapter in the future. Sarcasm again. I hope it helps. And thank you for all the laughs, Kelly S. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. We love you. Can I just tell you too? The thing that I love about that is it's sort of like how I think Klingon happened.
Yes.
I think that they talked about it and then I'm willing to bet that they just said the actors just say gobbledygook. Mm-hmm. But then people got really into it. So then they had to actually cement what the gobbledygook was. Right.
Exactly.
And then they had to make the language. I think that that's the thing. What I love is that if you are keeping track of what we've said about the Mindful Thief, please send it to us.
Yes. Email us.
Email us. If we said different chapters we've named, page numbers, whatever you can remember that we've said, because I would love to make sure that it matches.
Yes.
And because I don't know if you noticed, but we haven't actually written it yet.
We're doing the Kalyer Hilinski method of writing.
Kalyer Hilinski method is you sell the book first.
Yes.
You have it reviewed. You do the book tour.
And then you write the book.
Then you write the book.
And then you write the book.
No, then you ask other people to write it, to send it in to you.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then you write the book.
Alice S. says, oh my God, the idiots this week. I think you have the makings of a series of with the Mindful Thief. The Mindful Freak has definite promise. And she's like, I also like to offer a historical idiot for the Mindful Murderer.
Which I'm going to tell you something. That's a higher level book, The Mindful Murderer. I think you only offer that in graduate level at the Kalyer Hilinski.
Right. Well, because I need you to take a pre-ethics course.
Which is just responsible.
Responsible.
When you're teaching people how to murder, you should start with an ethics class. Thank you, Alice. Alice in Columbus, Ohio. We adore and love you. She came up with some other series. She's like, I'm really looking forward to the series. You could do The Mindful Arsonist, The Mindful Shoplifter, The Mindful Grifter. You are the best.
You're the best. Thank you so
love
much.
You.
And now it's time for Resistance Wrap-Up.
We want to say happy Pride. It's Pride time.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. And we're going to continue on in our fight to an allyship in fighting for trans rights, our human rights. There's another organization, if you haven't heard of them, transequality.org. Go to that. That's transequality.org. Their mission is they're the National Center for Transgender Equality Advocates. They advocate to change policies in society to increase understanding and acceptance of transgender people. In the nation's capital and throughout the country, NCTE works to replace disrespect, discrimination, and violence with empathy, opportunity, and justice. And they've got a lot of projects and initiatives and vision and history, and it's a great place to go to learn about how to be an active activist ally, which we all need to be.
I'm Frances Kalyer.
I'm Angela B. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to The Final Word.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.